This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we talk tariffs with Shauna Morris, Executive VP of Trade Policy with the National Milk Producers Federation. Shauna, thanks for taking the time to visit with us as you're at the U.S. Dairy Export Council meeting.
Yeah, USEX have been holding its annual meeting with our 100-plus members over the past few days here with a series of committee meetings and then our larger annual meeting session for all members. It's given us a really timely chance to hear from administration officials from USDA, USTR, and FDA about the latest developments on the trade landscape side, as well as priorities for our dairy industry on a number of other facets that the administration's beginning to develop policy on. So really helpful. I think the mood coming from our members is, I'd say, hopefulness that the upheaval that we're seeing here in the interim is something that we'll be able to work through in order to expand markets at the end of the day here.
So, Shauna, what's your overall thoughts on how this is going to play out?
I'd say we've been encouraged by the fact that most trading partners seem to be taking a breath and reacting pragmatically into the U.S. tariff actions last week. So the U.S. announced last week that it was imposing a baseline tariff of 10% on all partners, excepting it for Mexico and Canada. And then as of today, was increasing those for dozens of countries that have particularly steep trade deficits that countries take in approaching the U.S. and that the U.S. is receptive to that sort of productive engagement in order to end up at a better result here for everyone.
So now it sounds like the Trump administration is making deals country by country.
It is. Yeah. The tariff in place on China versus India, and then at the same time looking to work in a very focused way with a lot of our other great trading partners, Japan, Southeast Asia, and elsewhere, to see what can be done to help expand export and find a productive landing spot here in the near term. Maybe I just call out one outlier there in our view, and that's the European Union. We have about a $3 billion dairy trade deficit alone with the EU. The ag one is in the double digits, and that doesn't just happen by accident. That's a lot of EU tariff and non-tariff barriers, especially, that have built up over time and, frankly, just keep getting worse, that the U.S. really needs to focus on bringing the EU to the table and making them understand that we just can't keep doing business the way that the EU has been driving things.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens as we find ourselves checking in daily to see what changes.
It absolutely is. Sometimes it's hour by hour check on what the latest developments have been. For instance, China just announced that it was increasing its retaliatory tariffs against all imports from the U.S. even further in response to a U.S. notification that it was going to hike tariffs on Chinese imports by 50%. So most U.S. dairy exports are facing retaliatory tariffs now of above 84%, and that's the minimum level for imports of everything from the U.S. at this stage. Like you just said, though, we have a constant eye on the news to see what's happening next and where we go from here.
Seems like there's going to be a lot of negotiations. Is, you know, right now anything permanent?
Ambassador Greer, who heads up the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, was up on the Hill this week in trade oversight hearings with the Senate Finance Committee, the House Ways and Means Committee, both of which are in charge of overseeing trade issues. And that was a theme you heard on a bipartisan basis very consistently, that members are eager to ensure that this is a means to an end and not an end game in and of itself on the tariff front here. And I certainly think that that's the direction that we hope the administration is also headed as well.
How about our neighbors directly to the north and our relationship with Canada these days?
Something the president continues to reference, which we're quite happy about, that Dairy Canada, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement follow-through remains top of mind for him. It remains important for us. We're eager to get that USMCA review kicked off so we can address the unfinished business there, really simply with a view on getting the full measure of what we believe was intended from the Canadians on dairy under that agreement. We're not greedy here. We're not out to dismantle supply management. We're just trying to get the package that the first Trump administration sought out to deliver.
Well, thank you for the time today. Shauna Morris, Executive VP of Trade Policy with the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.